Take your Bible. Turn to the 62nd Psalm. The 62nd Psalm. If you want to stand honored to reading of God's Word, the Bible says in verse number 1, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you imagine mischief against a man? You shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall you be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul wait thou upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." He won't either. "In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah." What do you think about that? Amen. Praise the Lord. "So surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them." Said, Lord, count our blessings from God. Amen. Said, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought only, God. Amen. On God. As we look at this, and we can see as the psalmist is writing this, and if you look at this, that God is here seven times. Okay, God is here seven times in our text, and it's in the plural form. We always look at it, and we see it as God, and we see it as one God. We see it as an almighty God. We see it as Elohim, the God of glory, amen? God Almighty. But we can't look at this and see God Almighty, see Elohim, but unless we see God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, amen? Because they're one and the same. And we look at this and we see this and we wonder how God can be so marvelous unto men. But no, we know that He can tonight, Brother Robert, because He is God. And the psalmist is telling us here, as David is writing this psalm, as they're pinning it down to the chief musician, and he's writing a song about, I believe he's writing a song, Brother Robert, about somebody he knows. Now, I'm going to Robert tonight. I'm thinking about him today, and Robert has written some wonderful songs that's been dedicated to the Lord, and God has given them to him. And it's because of his relationship with God that he can write these songs. That David could write this song, this psalm, praise God, because he had a relationship with the one that he was talking about. And he saw the power of God, not as a single God, but God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, united in power and united in action. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. When I was a kid, I used to like those action figures. Amen. Praise the Lord. I could make them do all kinds of super duper things. Amen. Praise God. I will say glory, hallelujah. We've got an action figure tonight in God Almighty. He's not just sitting up there in heaven, just watching stuff go by. But God Almighty, your God and my God, Brother Kevin, He's a working for us constantly. Praise God. He is He's an action figure in my life and in yours. Amen. Church, don't forget that. The devil, I'll tell you a while ago, he may try to calm you down and get us to get caught up in complacency. But praise God, if we'll remember that there's an action figure sitting at the portals of glory there for me and you, and God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. To do that, that needs to be done in your life and mine. Now, we preached this several different directions, but I just want to preach on the God that we see in the Word of God. here in this psalm tonight how God Almighty manifests Himself to David and in his eyes. David says this in verse number 1. Speaking of salvation, he said, God, amen, God, speaking of God, he said, from Him cometh my salvation. Amen. Now he's speaking of God. Now only God. It wasn't nothing about David. It wasn't nothing about what he had went through. It wasn't about how good he had been or how bad he had been. But praise God, he said, listen. He said, God, praise the Lord. He said, from Him cometh my salvation. And David said, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be saved if it wasn't for God. Amen. Listen tonight, I wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be here, we wouldn't be saved but for God. It was God that dealt my heart in March 1976. It was God that's touched my life ever since. It's God Almighty, praise God, that's given me direction and given me focus and loved on me, praise God, so many different ways I had to like one of them. Amen. Praise God, because He is God. He said, God is the God of salvation. He said, truly my soul waiteth upon God. Why? Because He is. It is from Him that we are saved. Amen. There's no other way. There's a lot of people think, well, I've been told, a preacher, there's so many ways a man can get to heaven. The Bible says there's only one way.
Amen.
Amen. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ through God the Father. And God the Father through the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Speaks to our heart, praise God. Shows us the need. Shows us we as no wicked lost sinners, praise God, because all sin comes short of the glory of God. And we all need a Savior.
Yeah.
And Jesus steps out, praise God, and He said, here I am. Praise God, come to seek and to save. He didn't always say, here I am. He said, here I am. Choose me. Pick me, praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm going to pick a team. I'm going to pick a winning team. I think I'll just go with God.
Amen.
Amen. You get God the Father on your side, Brother Bill. And you get God the Son on your side, Brother Bill. And you get God the Holy Ghost on your side, Brother Bill. Glory, hallelujah. We're going somewhere with somebody.
Amen.
Amen. David knew who he was talking to. He was united in power. Praise God, by the God of action. And God of action was a move in him and just showing him how wonderful he was in his saving grace. Nothing like salvation of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for that. Ain't you, Blake? I'm glad God saved me by His marvelous grace. Praise God. He gets in my preaching. He likes my preaching. You might not, Blake does. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for these little old youngins. They're a blessing. Well, I love them. Amen. But we see God of salvation. He said, from Him cometh my salvation. Not only from Him, praise God, cometh my salvation, but we also see David's expectation. There was an expectation. It wasn't in him, but his expectation was from God. Look at verse number 5. He said, my soul, now he's speaking to his own soul. He said, my soul, wait thou only upon God. Amen. Who was David waiting on? Who was David expecting something from? From God. I wonder sometimes how come God just don't meet with us like He used to. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. Why not? It's true. God used to really meet with us. Praise God, He's not meeting with us like He used to, because we come not expecting nothing. Amen. If we come expecting something from God, praise God, you'd leave out of here stepping about that high. You'd be so full, praise God, the Holy Ghost, you'd go out of here and you'd run over everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. That's what would make the difference. But He said, my soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation, what is from Him? Where do expectations come? What are you expecting? I'm expecting something from God. Amen. We ought to get up every day, praise the Lord. We ought to kick our feet out of the bed before we ever get out of the bed. I don't know about you, I have to say, Lord, help me before I ever get out of the bed. So that I can get out of the bed. Amen. Our expectation ought to be from Him. He said, for my expectation is from who? God. Amen. Every day we'll jump out of bed and say, glory, hallelujah, it's going to be a good day. Why? Because said, this is that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. God don't make no junk. Praise the Lord. He made a day for you and He made a day for me. Praise God, I'm going to have high expectations because it's something God give me. Amen. Oh, we'll get the old molly grubs. We'll get up and we'll beat around and we'll try to get our coffee and maybe down some old something or another and go to work and go in there grumbling and complaining and a moaning and a bickering down in our soul. Amen. Praise God. We ought to go in there. Praise God. Just shouting and praising and giving God glory. Because we've got an expectation that God Almighty's promised to be with us. And He's going to be with us today and tomorrow and forever. And we'll say, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the promise that I had that you're going to be there today. And no matter what I encounter, it's nothing too big for you. Praise God. I'm just going to praise you and give you glory. And somebody asked me, how kind of day you having? I'm saying, glory, hallelujah. It's a wonderful day in Jesus. Amen. God Almighty's on my side. He broke me up this morning. He gave me this day. I'm just going to praise Him and give Him glory. Amen. You say, preacher, if I went down there to where I work and I went to saying that and doing that, they wouldn't nobody even look at me all day. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Problem solved. Amen. Then you just get off in the corner by yourself and just shout, pray, and give God glory all day. Amen. Expectation. Praise the Lord. Starting with God Almighty. Amen. The devil won't like it. But I guarantee you God will. Praise God. That God of action. He'll like it. He likes it when we get stirred up. David said, my salvation. He said, from Him cometh my salvation. He said, for my expectation is from Him. He said, I'm expecting things from Him. But He said, my protection comes from God. Verse number 7, He says, in God is my salvation and glory. Amen. Praise God. He said, that protection He gives me. Praise God, I have it now, and I have salvation. Kobe, God saved me by His marvelous grace, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and He ain't got no eraser. Praise God, He bought me. Lord took me, and He put me in the Father's hand. I'm in the Father's hand. I say, I'm in the Father's hand. He covered me by His precious blood, and He speaks to me through the Holy Ghost of God, and there's nothing like it. And I get more excited about it every day because I know, praise God, and who my redemption is, and I have salvation in Him, and because of Him, I got the glory also. Amen. I tell you, can't imagine the glory that we're going to behold. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, there's some people in this world. Hey, look around at us, and they think we've lost our minds. A fellow told me a while back, he said, I don't know why in the world. During the midweek, he said, because he's talking about his church, said they don't have Wednesday night services no more. He said, we just got tired of that. So you go in, just wore out, try to get up and go, try to get ready and go to church on Wednesday. I said, it's just too hard. He said, I just don't understand why people would want to do that. I tell you, I said, glory to God, you have never been on Wednesday night, seen the glory of God come down. I pray God see the spout, seeing people getting under spout where the glory comes out and just getting on fire of God. Praising God, cause they're saved, causing God, praise the Lord, so the glory of God is manifest in their heart and they know who they are and they know where they're going. And they know how they're going to get there.
Amen.
Amen. You get that all pinned down. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night won't be a burden. It'll be a joy.
Amen.
I've had folks here tonight that told me I had to miss service for some reason or another. Amen. And they said, boy, I tell you what, preacher, I missed that. Boy, I'm glad I'm back. Seems like when I missed, I've been gone for a year.
Yep.
Why? Because there's salvation and there's glory in being saved. Amen. Said, we behold the glory. He prays, Rachel, well, you know, we can't do that till we get to heaven. Amen. I don't know about that. Praise God. The glory of God come down when Jesus did. I praise God. He sent the Holy Ghost of God to touch and stir in our heart and moved in, took up His abode, set up housekeeping, goes with us wherever we are. Everybody at the same time, I can't get a hold of that. That's bigger than I am. Amen. But my God's bigger than I am. If my God was small enough that I could figure Him out, He wouldn't be big enough, Kobe, to be my God. Amen. I pray God, I can't figure it all out. I ain't even going to begin to say I got all the answers. But I know that God, the Holy Spirit, lives in my heart and the glory of God is in my soul.
Amen.
Amen. I just like it that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Makes me feel good. You say, preacher, how you going again? Running on them feelings. You know, it ain't about feelings, but praise God about what you know. Praise God, I know that I got feelings because I love Jesus and Jesus loves me.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, something big as the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart. Praise God, you can't help but feel it.
Amen.
Amen. And you get, praise the Lord, Blake, you get to praise Him, give Him glory enough, Lord God. I pray God to feel it. Hey, if you don't feel it, just praise Him and the feeling will come. Amen. Try it sometime. Amen. God will bless your heart. You'll get the can't help it and you won't care. Amen. Praise God because God is in it. So that protection that we have from God. Not only does He save us, praise God, but He takes us from here from the glory. That glory is in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Forever and ever. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. So we have the salvation and the expectation. We have protection, but we also have the power. Look at verse 7 also. He said, the rock of my strength and refuge is in God. Amen. Have you ever wondered where your strength comes from? You know, we get out there, Brother Robert, and we dig and we struggle. We try to come up and we try to muster up all the strength we can just to persevere in this world, just to press on just a little further, just to go a little further for Jesus. Amen. Our strength is in God. It's not in us. I hate to bust your bubble. We're all just a bunch of weaklings. Pitiful, pitiful sinning weaklings. No match for the devil, much less this old flesh we live in. We can't even overcome the flesh we live in, much less the devil. Amen. But praise God, there's a God. He said, the rock of my strength and refuge. So strength comes and refuge is a place of safety. Amen. Now we're talking about God tonight. If you're going to have any safety in this world, praise God, it'll be in Him. When all hell assails, praise God, they strength in God Almighty. He gives you the strength, and He is that refuge from the enemy. He's that place of safety, praise the Lord. He's that place where you can hang out and feel all right. Even though all hell's assailing all around you. Praise God, you ever felt that? And it seemed like everything was going as bad as it could go. But praise God, you just shut your eyes, like Miss G says all the time, just shut your eyes and say, gee, why the darkness is coming in on, closing in on you, and you say, Jesus, 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 and all of a sudden that darkness stops, and praise God, it begins to flee away, and the marvelous light of love of God Almighty, it moves on in there. Praise God, that's the strength that He's talking about. That's the power of God Almighty in action. And He takes that, He takes and puts His strength where your strength fails. And His power where you're powerless. And He gives us, praise God, the unction and the ability to press on. Amen. And in all that controversy, He makes you a refuge, a place of safety, where you just look around and say, it's going to be all right. Amen. I've been there. You've been there. If you ain't been there, you will be there. Praise God. Just put your faith and trust in God Almighty. Praise the Lord. He is that place of power, praise God. The power that we need is in Him. Our safety, our strength, our refuge. But He is that place of safety. Amen. In verse number 8, He says, God is a refuge for us. Amen. A refuge. Verse 8 says, He's a refuge. Not only is God a refuge, but He's a refuge for who? Us. Amen. I know what you say, well, you know, preacher, I know God can take care of him and take care of her, take care of this one and that one. But I don't know if God can do for me. The Bible says God is a refuge for us. Amen. He is a place of safety for us. He's a place we can come to. He's a place we can trust in. He's a place that we can rely on. Amen. What does it mean to believe in the Lord?
Trust in.
Rely on. Adhere to. Amen. He's a place that we can trust. He's what we can rely on. And He's the one that we can adhere to. And one day He'll take us from here to yonder, praise God, for His glory. So he is that place of safety. So when you get out in that little safe spot, praise the Lord, he said, in the power of a holy God, you're in his safety. You're in him. You are in a safe spot. Amen. I'm not talking about a little place out in the wilderness. Amen. Where there ain't nothing around you that's going to harm you. I'm talking about a place in the presence of God Almighty. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, where he says, like he did Elisha. Amen. Where the servant come to him, they'd been out there all night, and all night long the Assyrian army had encircled them. And Elisha's servant run over there at the daybreak of the morning and said, son, he said, Master, Master. And old Elisha come out of rubbing his eyes and said, What's the matter with you? He said, don't you know what's taking place, what's happening tonight while we was sleeping? We weren't paying no attention. And Elisha, and I can see him with kind of a quirky grin on his face. Just tell him what happened. He said, the enemy surrounded us. They're around everywhere. The whole mountaintops is full of the enemy. So, what's up with that? You need to wake up. They've surrounded us. There's no place, no way to escape. We can't get away. We can't go nowhere. And Elisha said, Lord, said, would you open my servant's eyes and show him what you've already showed me? Amen. And the Bible said the servant's eyes was open. He said he saw the host of heaven. Praise God. Filling that whole valley. Between the glory, hallelujah. Somebody jump up and shout. He said between God, between that Syrian army and little old Elisha. You say, well, preacher, I'm only one person. I'm all by myself. What can I do? I'll tell you what, a little as much when God's in it. Praise the Lord. And if you're with him, he's with you. And you can move mountains and defeat armies. Amen. Elisha looked up there, praise God, that servant looked up there. The Syrian army is all around top of that mountain. And praise God, between the top of that mountain and Elisha was a host of heaven. All the angels of glory. One angel of God destroyed the whole Assyrian army in one night. Killed them and put them to fleeing. And his servant looked up there and there's a whole host of heaven. I believe it's the best God had. Amen. You say, preacher, why would God do that for me? Because that's where safety comes from. You can't be safe without God. But God says, because I love you. Whew. Brother Bill, he said, because I love you. He said, I'll send the very best I have and I'll protect you. He said, preacher, I don't know about all that. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins, to die for our sins. He didn't send second string. He sent Jesus Christ. He sent the second of the Godhead. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, to die for our sins. According to Scripture, rose the third day, victorious over death and the grave, to rise and sit at the right hand of the Father. He said, well done, son. Took care of that. And glory, hallelujah. Now I'll just love on them the way I designed it to be in the beginning. When there's a wandering around in the garden without a thought in mind. Praise God. I'm amazed at that. How they could have walked in the cool evening with God, yet been tempted by the devil. Just shows you how close we need to keep our eyes on the Lord. Why? Because he is that place of safety. That place of protection. That place of comfort. That place of love. That place where he gives us everything that God has to give to us. Like he did Elisha and his servant. He showed them, praise God. So we see the safety of God. So God is a refuge for us. And then we see the revelation of God. Verse number 11. The revelation of God. He said, God hath spoken. Amen. But now watch this. He didn't say he just has spoken. He said, God has spoken once. And he says, twice have I heard this. Amen. God didn't just speak once. It wasn't just a revelation once, but he said, you know what? He said, I've heard this before. But he said, there's a God of heaven that loved me. There's power, there's strength, there's safety in God Almighty. And this ain't the first time he's told me I believe David was penning that down. He got there and said, boy, I've heard this from the Lord. So wait a minute. It's been more than once. Amen. God just showed me how good He was, how much He loved me, how much He cared for me, how He was that safety, that power, that protection. He was salvation, praise God, and an expectation that comes from God. Can't get no better than that. If it did, it cost you some money and you couldn't pay it. Amen. Not only that, that revelation, He's that God speaks and God reveals, God shows Himself. But last but not least, He's that possession that we have. Amen. The possession that we have. God is that possession. In verse 11, He says, power belongeth unto God. And if we're going to have any power, if we're going to have any power, God's going to have any power in this world. It's going to come from God. Amen. It's going to come from God. If we're going to have any power, we're going to have to say, well, preacher, you know what? I know old folks about that. They used to get out in the old brush arbor and they used to pray and they had power of God. Yeah, but they got the power from God. Amen. It wasn't that they was out in that brush arbor, which is a good thing. I mean, it's good to pray. It's good to get along. It's good to find your spot. You know, everybody ought to have a prayer place. Amen. But that power ain't going to come from you, praise God. It ain't going to come from that bushes in that brush arbor. It's going to come from God. That possession that we have, power belongeth unto God. That power belongs to Him, praise God. But He'll manifest it in us if we want it. You know, we just have to ask ourselves how much power we want. Amen. Jesus, when He went out of here, praise God, you know, He was doing these great and wonderful miracles. And He told disciples, praise God. He said, you'll do greater works than these. Amen. Praise God. Power, Lord. He said, when you trust God, when you begin to man, God begins to manifest Himself to you, praise God. You possess the power of God. But He said, that power belongeth to God. And boy, when we trust in Him and we ask Him, He just fills us up. He gives us the strength. He gives us the power to overcome the obstacles that we face. The opposition's raging. Amen. There's opposition everywhere to the church. There's opposition to Christianity. Half of our politicians have already sworn off in 2014 that they had never mentioned God again. Amen. 2014, half of our politicians swore that they'd never mention God again. Voted on it. Can you see why we're in such a mess? Power belongeth to God. They want to seize power. People want power. They want all kinds of power. But I want to tell you tonight, church, the power belongs to God.
Amen.
Amen. Power belongs to God. And if we want power, if we want to be empowered, we're going to have to get our power from God. We're going to have to pray. We're going to seek His face. We're going to have to believe on Him. We're going to have to trust in, adhere, rely on, and adhere to Him. To who? To God. To God and God alone. When you adhere to God, you adhere to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord. When we begin to adhere to them, we begin to trust in them, we begin to rely on them, God begins to make the difference. That's why David in the 62nd Psalm, he would mention God Almighty in the plural sense 7 times. And it fulfilled everything. I won't say tonight, 7 is the number of completion. 7 is the number of perfection. Amen. Praise God. I wonder why He mentioned Him 7 times. Because He's complete and He was perfect in His God. Amen. Youngins, where do we get our help from? We get our help from God. We talk to Him. We ask Him. We believe in Him. We trust in Him. We rely on Him and Him alone. And we love each other. We unite with each other. Amen. That's where power comes. That's where God gives us example. God the Father, God the Son, Holy Spirit, the power of a united front. And nothing can sway it. A cord with 3 strands, a 3-strand cord, is hard to break. Amen. He said, where 2 or 3 are gathered in His name, He'd be in the midst. It's hard to break when we gather together with God Almighty and we unite in Him. Amen.